Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we get into Friday. And, of course, high school basketball region tournament action coming down the stretch, not far from state tournament stuff getting started. Of course, broadcast plans tonight with that region final over in Villarica. Carrollton versus Villarica girls, Villarica versus Kell boys in the championship games. VR, dramatic comeback win over Carrollton in boys play last night in that tournament action. And hope folks will be listening up for all the stuff, the good stuff that will be coming up tonight as far as the high school basketball is concerned. Ought to be fun stuff. Central big girls game against Sandy Creek coming up tonight as well as the Lions move on in postseason play. College basketball last night wasn't always pretty, but it was kind of fun for the West Georgia Wolves women. 45-41, come from behind, get off the floor, and resurrect a win game against Valdosta State. One of the heroes scoring in double figures, and the young lady who hit the clinching free throw in the final seconds, Tariana Cave, talked to me at halftime of the men's game last night. I asked her about what does it take to make that kind of clutch free throw.
Just to relax and know that you can make those shots. We practice free throws every day. So it's a matter of just having the confidence and know that you're going to make it, even if you do miss the first one. Just keep doing like your same routine, and you just take a deep breath and just follow through. That's really all it really is. It's nothing, not a lot of rocket science to it like that. It's just shooting.
And just shoot it is what she did. It was a big one. Aisha Harris, hero down the stretch. Ashley Lee played brilliantly. Huge win for the West Georgia women last night. The men, strange game against Valdosta State last night. VSU won it. It was just amazing. We couldn't do anything right to start the game, couldn't do anything wrong in the latter part of the second half, and couldn't do anything at all in the second half of the ball game last night. Valdosta State, give them credit. They came on and got the victory, pulled away from us, as a matter of fact, and got us last night in the Coliseum. West Florida will be the opponents coming up tomorrow, and we'll get all that started. The women are going to tip it at 2 o'clock, and the men a little bit after 4. Big ball games tomorrow. West Georgia's got baseball at home this afternoon. Bellarmine at 4 o'clock. Three-game weekend series today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For West Georgia, tomorrow's first pitch time has been moved up. It'll be a 1 o'clock start in the Coliseum tomorrow. And West Georgia softball down in Florida. They'll get started against some very, very tough competition in that tournament down there at Clearwater, starting with Indianapolis this afternoon at 4:30 for Al Thomas and Company. Division I basketball, Tech Notre Dame Sunday, Georgia and Athens tomorrow. They'll play Ole Miss. That's sports. I'm Mitch Gray.